Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have the Plymouth Fire Chief, and that is Ed Bradley. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem, Christine. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. And I was hoping you could fill us in a little bit about that working fire last night on Widgeon Pond Road. It looked like it was a pretty serious fire. Can you tell me a little bit about what happened?
Yeah, we got the 911 call, started coming in about 9:23 p.m. last night. Unfortunately, this is in an area, it's a summer area, and there's a lot of cottages around the pond. So there's not a lot of activity there, not a lot of people around this time of the year. And by the time anybody saw the fire, it was had already fully engulfed the structure. And when the shortly after the first crews arrived on scene, the it had collapsed in on itself and was just a pile of burning debris in the basement hole. It's an area of town that does not have any hydrants. It's actually within the boundaries of the Miles Standish State Forest. It's one of those properties that the land belongs to the state. In the years ago, people were allowed to build a structure on it with certain agreements. Now that it has been destroyed, and anytime there's more than 50% destruction to any of those homes that are on this type of land there, the land is then taken back by DCR and the state, and it goes back into the Miles Standish State Forest property. So it was fully destroyed. It's a summer home. Like I said, it's out in the woods. There's no water, no water supply, no hydrant. So they use tank water and a tanker, and they eventually set up a draft site at a pond. One of the good things about the Miles Standish State Forest in the town of Plymouth, there's ponds, quite a few of them around, almost 400 of them. So they drafted water out of the pond to keep refilling the trucks. They get out of there about 1:38 this morning. The Massachusetts State Police, the troopers that are assigned to the Fire Marshal's office and the Environmental Police and my people will be going back there this morning to investigate just to see if we can kind of figure out what might have happened and what might have started it.
So no injuries and no injuries to firefighters, no people in the house, nothing like that. And we heard there was an eighth of an acre on fire as well.
Yeah, quite often when we do get fires out in these cottages of Miles Standish, that the especially if it's in an area like this where it's not seen until the home is fully involved, it also spreads to the forest around it. It was about an eighth of an acre. It's dry this time of year, very dry, but that time of night, fortunately, the humidity was up, and the first truck was able to knock down the brush fire right away and then start working on what was left of the home.
Wow. Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning and letting us know what was going on. Sounds like it was a pretty serious fire. Again, that's the Plymouth Fire Chief, Ed Bradley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Okay. Goodbye, Christine.
Thank you very much.